So it's June. So it's June and it is Youth Month. And to celebrate, I'll be speaking to young people in South Africa throughout the month who have achieved great things and are an inspiration, not just to other youngsters in South Africa, but to everyone in the country. And so today I have a talented, multi-award winning 13-year-old Kloof High School learner on the line with me. Her name is Boipilo. Her name is Boipilo Modukwe, and she has been selected to take part in two world debate contests in Bangkok in September this year and also at Yale in December. So, so, so exciting. Welcome to the show, Boipilo. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. And yourself?
That, I am great, I am great. Listen, firstly, congratulations on all your achievements. I saw you finish top of your class in grade 7, won the Principal Award, and you were named Sportswoman of the Year. My goodness, you are a multi-talented lady. What is your secret to all of this, success, and you're only 13 years old?
My secret to all of this success is to compete with myself and to dream big and mostly with all of the support from my family and from my friends is to always be focused and to achieve your goals.
Wow. I love the fact that you say you run your own race. I think that's what most of us, even adults, we suffer just to focus on running our own race and not worrying about what everybody else is doing. So tell me about the World Debate Contest. My goodness, this sounds exciting.
So there is a debating competition called World Scholars. It started in 2006 in Korea. It is a debating competition where students from all over the world debate from each other, debate against each other, and they get to win different awards, they learn different skills, and they get to meet different people.
Wow. What got you into debating? Where did your passion for debating start?
I actually didn't know if I got into debating, but I just started World Scholars since I wanted to learn new stuff, I wanted to experiment, since I'm also in high school, so I wanted to learn different stuff.
Wow. And here you are preparing to go all the way to, is it Bangkok for the competition?
Yes, it's Bangkok. Then if I qualify at Bangkok, I get to go to Yale University.
Oh my gosh, Yale University. That is insane in December. Okay, so here's the question. I know that you're really excited. You want to go and represent your school and represent South Africa in as a whole. But you are in need of a few things. So let's see if the adults can help you. What do you need?
So I'd like to request the audience of South Africa, even from all over the world, to fundraise money to make my dream come true. Of traveling to Bangkok and hopefully going to Yale University to achieve my dream of debating against new people.
Wonderful. So how do we go about assisting you?
So you can go to the website called Backup Buddy. My mother created an account where different people can fundraise money so that I can fundraise money for accommodation, for the flight and etc. so that I can also so that I can be able to go to Bangkok and also to Yale.
That's amazing. So it's called Backer Buddy. So if I go to Backer Buddy, I put your name in and then I'll find you there?
Yes.
I see. It's Youth Month now, Boipilo. What do you have to say to the youth, you know, people like you, young people? What do you have to say to them in this month of June?
I would say that the youth should dream big. Whatever happens, they should always achieve their goals. They should always dream big. They should always fight for what they want. And they should strive for what they want, obviously.
Oh, that is so, so inspirational. Listen, I'm wishing you all the best of luck with your trip. Back a buddy, and then you put Boipilo's name in there. It's Boipilo Modukwe, and you can find her there. And then you can please assist her in getting to Bangkok, and then, of course, later on to Yale. Congratulations once more. And I believe you're top of your class. Are you planning to be top of your class for the rest of your schooling years?
Most definitely.
What's your favorite subject, just out of interest?
My favorite subject is definitely between math and natural sciences.
And why is that?
Because I like working with When it comes to natural sciences, I like learning more about our body, I like learning more about how things actually work. And I find it very interesting. And when it comes to math, I like working with numbers and solving stuff. So it all comes down to problem solving.
Wow. So when you finish school, what are you looking at being?
When I'm finished school, I either want to be a doctor or being a businesswoman.
Wow, sounds exciting. Joe, it was lovely chatting to you, Buipilo. Wishing you all the best, and let's try and get as many people to back you on this and raise enough money so that you can make both trips, Bangkok as well as Yale. All the best, and keep shining your beautiful light, okay?
Thank you. Have
Thank
a wonderful
you.
Day.
Have a good one. Bye, my darling.
Bye.
Bye.